Chapter 5. Pinocchio and the Weasels. Pinocchio began to feel hungry. When he came to a big orchard, he climbed the fence and picked some apples. Suddenly, there was a terrible sound. Crack! And Pinocchio was lifted off the ground. He was caught in a trap. The hours passed, and no one came to help him. Soon, it was dark. Then a farmer with a torch came.
I hope there's a weasel in my trap, the farmer said as he walked.
But then he saw Pinocchio.
What's this? Said the farmer. It isn't a weasel. It's a puppet. Were you going to steal my chickens?
No, cried Pinocchio. I'm sorry. I wanted to pick some apples because I was hungry.
I will help you get out of the trap, said the farmer. But then you must help me. You must guard my chickens. I need a new guard dog.
So the farmer took Pinocchio to the chicken house.
You can sleep in this little dog kennel, said the farmer. If any weasels come, you must bark like a dog.
Pinocchio felt very sad, but he was tired, and he soon fell asleep. In the middle of the night, he was woken by strange noises. Then he heard a voice say,
Chickens for dinner.
It was the weasels.
Stop,
said Pinocchio. Then he barked like a dog.
Who are you?
Asked one of the weasels.
I can see you're not a dog.
I'm Pinocchio, replied the puppet. I'm here to guard the chickens.
The weasel looked at Pinocchio. Then he said,
Do you like eating chickens? Let us steal 6 of them. Then you can have one for your dinner.
Pinocchio was very hungry, but he knew it was wrong to steal.
All right,
he said to the weasel. The weasels went inside the chicken house, but Pinocchio stayed outside. He shut the chicken house door with a bang. He put a big rock next to it.
Let us out, said the weasels.
Pinocchio laughed. Then he went to tell the farmer about his clever trick.
I've shut some weasels in the chicken house. Come and see,
Pinocchio said to the farmer.
They won't dare to eat the chickens now.
Pinocchio and the farmer went to the chicken house. The farmer caught the weasels one by one. He put them in a sack.
Thank you, said the farmer. You have done a very good job. I will let you go home now.
And Pinocchio set off for home once more. As he walked, he met a pigeon.
Croo, 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 croo,
the pigeon said.
What is your name, little puppet?
My name is Pinocchio,
replied the puppet.
Then I have some news about your poor father, Geppetto, said the pigeon. He made a boat. He is going to sail round the world to look for you.
Oh, no! I must find him. Where is he now?
Said Pinocchio.
He's at the seashore, said the pigeon. I will take you there if you like.
So Pinocchio climbed onto the pigeon's back and they flew to the seashore. Pinocchio put his arms round the pigeon's neck. He looked down through the clouds at the world below.
Look at me, he said. I'm a flying puppet.
A few minutes later, they reached the seashore. The pigeon left Pinocchio on the sand and flew away.